This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Jay here, Full Time Devils. This is the Full Time Devils podcast. Joining me today is the infamous Andy Tate. Andy, welcome.
Afternoon.
And also the less infamous, but equally as important, Angelina Kelly.
Hello.
You all right? And the most infamous of them all, if I'm going to go down this route, Mr. Stephen Allison. All right, Aya, you can speak. It's audio
shots
as well.
Fired. Hello. I know when it's shots fired. I'm just still trying to figure out what Andy's infamous for.
I said she's not as infamous as him.
Yeah, but that's still infamous. Still infamous.
There's levels though, isn't there? Do you know what I mean? Like, well,
yeah. Everyone
Why
has a level.
Why is he trying to make this stuff out about us? It's
just lies.
A bit rude.
Right, anyway. Just get out. Don't, for God's sake, please. Otherwise, it'll just be me on my own. No one wants to hear that. Steve, what we're going to talk about?
Not a clue.
Right, well, this has been.
Do you know what? Well, looking forward.
Podcast.
I was well looking forward to the break. Go and watch in Salford at weekend.
Oh, are we?
Rugby lot.
Oh, just join the rugby bandwagon,
rugby
have we?
Rugby.
God, yeah, you'd be saying Brandon Williams is a good player next. You love your bandwagon jump in, you, don't you?
Hey. Oh, mate, there's some bad things. Some bad things we need to talk about. But we'll save that.
Right, okay.
When cameras aren't rolling.
Right, well, we'll discuss that later. He's on Twitter now, you mate, isn't he?
Yeah, officially.
Officially. What's his handle? Do you know it off your head? Off the top of your head?
At Brandon Williams.
Wow. Is that crazy? It might just work.
Well, Brandon Will, I guess they got Twitter to sort it out. Isn't it mad that they're like, Twitter actually give a shit about you if you're a... I think the Brandon Williams account was an account that I'd never tweeted and had been set up in like 2009 by someone. I'm assuming a guy called Brandon Williams.
Yeah.
And then they asked, and because he's a United player, he was like, yeah, have that. Because the Stephen Howson one was something that had been set up in like 2008, the original one.
Yeah.
I think he tweeted once, like, what's Twitter all about? And then nothing. And that's why I had to have the Mr. Stephen Howson.
I know.
Because I'm ADD with shit like that. Or what's the word? OCD and stuff like that. Yeah. I just like, I need things to match. So my Instagram, my Facebook, everything all matches. I hated it when it was all over the gaff. Mm. And I had the other two, but I couldn't have the Twitter. So I was like, bollocks. How do I fix this here? So I just put Mr. There we go.
Mr. Stephen Howson.
So Mr. Andy Tate at Twitter. I could have that if I wanted to go on it.
If you wanted, if you wanted to return, have you
there's
been
a
on
time
it?
On when I'm not going to be.
You can
on
still
Twitter
view
normal.
It. You can still go in and type.
I don't even
you type
know.
Your name on a search engine.
I don't want to
people
know.
Say about you. People comment about you.
Twitter's a weird gaff, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean that goes without saying.
It's proper off its head, but I have to like tell my missus because she's on Twitter. Like, it's not real. Like, don't get invested because she tells me when I'm being trolled because I don't care. And a bit of attention, it's all good to me, even if it's like slagging me off. And she's like, have you seen what they've said?
Protecting
and like,
me.
Trying to find
protecting
out information
you.
About
yeah,
them.
That's
and
called
I'm like,
law?
Yeah, and I'm like,
it's called loyalty.
Oh my God.
You know, she's 2 steps away from like getting their address. I'm like, let's go around. They don't live that far away. I'm like,
but that is ride or die, though.
I'll go around with her.
You're both similar vein, actually. Because what I love about Steve is I'll see Steve having an argument for like 12 hours whilst doing 5 jobs and raising 3 kids. And I'll look at the guys having an argument with, and it'll be like someone with 3 followers.
Why does that matter?
I know, that's what I like the way you don't differentiate between, like, you know.
It's equal opportunity. Yeah. I don't care whether you're Piers Morgan, Katie Hopkins, or you've got three followers.
What?
If we're arguing, we're arguing. I don't look who you are before I argue with you. Do you look who people are before arguing with them?
No.
Because that's the vibe I'm getting here, Jay.
I don't argue. That's the thing.
All right.
I can't be asked. I'll just usually, like, say my piece, then say, are you thick? Which is my usual response. Are you thick?
That's that gift that you always use.
Yeah, or the wire gift.
He uses the same gifts 20.
Do you know what? One, I don't know what it's from, and I don't know what it means.
The Wire or The Sopranos.
The Wire, yeah. Don't need a conversation.
The black guy with specs.
Yeah, brother of Muzone from The Wire.
Or the guy from The Sopranos.
Don't know what it means. When he replies me with that, don't know what that means.
It just means, like, there's that. Or my other favourite one is the Coming to America where he spits his wire out.
That's what I'm going to say. I get that one.
Yeah.
I understand that one. Sorry. I got every single bit.
Only frequently used went out, so I've had to start. That's why you're probably going to get more of the same reason, because I can't get me frequently used. So I'm down to.
Oh.
Anyway, Ighalo, are we happy that we've got him?
Yeah, I'm satisfied. I'm happy with it, and hopefully he'll play a part in the push up the league and till the end of the season. And if he does well, why not sign him?
Do you know what? Permanent. I'm a bit worried though, because he's a lovely lad, loves United, and everyone's like really behind him, but he's not kicked a ball for us yet. And I'm worried that good grace and favour is going to end when he does his first misplaced pass.
Mate, they tweeted about Munich saying the first thing was Ollie out.
Yeah, but we'll acknowledge this has been recorded on the anniversary of Munich, and we'll speak about that a little bit later. But yeah, I've seen that. I've seen Marcus tweet something about the homeless, and someone tweeting him once about, well, not once, about his goals. You need to score more goals before you start giving out food to the homeless.
I didn't realise there was a condition.
Sad Will. Someone sat down, thought that in the red, saw, like, this guy's helping the homeless, wrote it out, and press send.
Yeah.
But this is the vibe. I don't think you get, I mean, I don't go on Facebook, so maybe I just don't see it, and maybe it is equally as nuts on there. But I find, like, Instagram, you don't seem to have many mentals on Instagram.
Well, I get a few. I can vouch on my account. I get a few comments privately, and I just block, move on.
Yeah, it's because they do it privately on Instagram.
To be fair, though, you
private messages.
You do,
the creeps are in the DMs.
You do things on Insta that are designed to get...
I'm Ed Woodward.
Wait, what?
People like he does his Pogba impression, slagging Pogba. We start as Pogba FC is gonna be straight onto you for that one, and your other impressions,
Ed
which all seem to sound the same. If I'm being brutally honest, I'm not being disparaging your impressionist.
You like my Christopher Walken one.
Well, go on, what's Christopher Walken?
I haven't got one.
I've seen people do me. I've seen people impersonate.
It drives
me
crazy. That's my Christopher Walken.
Fuck, okay. Did that out in public, in loud, yeah.
Oh, sound.
Don't even know
but
if that's
no, I think Facebook's not as bad because technically you're friends. Mm. You've accepted their friend request.
Oh, right. I don't post. I don't think I've posted on my wall on Facebook since the 90s.
Right. And Instagram doesn't seem quite as toxic.
See, I just remembered, I actually got someone hating on me to do with Kobe. Because I'd put, you know, like the prayer
I've
emojis on my story, and he's like, that's the clapping hands emoji. I'm like, it's the prayer. Like, are we really going to get into this? Like,
yeah, people will argue with you about anything, won't they?
And I just thought, I'm not even going to
imagine. That's the important issue here when this guy's died and his daughter.
Yeah, was it the prayer emoji or the clapping hands emoji?
People are just too big. But this is why on Twitter, I like on Insta, I post pictures of my kids. I don't mind that, but I won't do it on Twitter because I did it once with my lad in his kit and got abuse.
Wow.
Because I just put United's new signing, it's lad in his kit, like as a baby. We literally had him like a week before, and people are like, that's not United's new fucking signing.
Obviously not.
Right.
Sad
the night we signed Pogba.
So that was the end of that.
The
no
night
more
we signed
children
Pogba,
on my
waited
Twitter.
Outside, was in the Lowry, and we waited, and it literally happened right there. You could hear, like, Richard Arnold was like, right, stay up and wait until the money transfers. I was like, they're talking about transfer fee. And it was literally happening. Me and Jaden are sitting here paying like 11 quid for an apple juice.
I remember this. You were messaging me.
The meeting was happening like there. Literally, not as far away as the camera is. Lukaku was in there. Raiola was in there. They was all in there. And they all went into a back room and they sorted out on all the rest of it. And Jaden got a photo with him. The first, literal first photograph that anyone's got with him. A little selfie with him and Pogba. And Jaden had a Twitter at the time. That's gone because just there's too many dicks, isn't there? And he put it on his Instagram, and he put it on his Twitter, and he put something like, I can officially announce Pogba as a United player. Mm. The first reply to it was, no, you can't, you little shit. Who the fuck do you think you are? And you're like, fucking hell, man.
That's sad, that, innit?
Mate, when was it? 2006. Got a 9-year-old here, absolutely buzzing to meet a world record signing. Oh. And your first thing is, like, call him a dick.
That's what I mean. This is why I can't, like, because as I said earlier, my missus gets angry, and I could, but when it comes to your kids and that, I just think, like, people will do that, like, as you've proven there. People are that angry or just bored or just stupid.
It came after me. Well, like I said, 2014, it came after me and my family, and that's why I shut the Twitter down. Forget it, you're not having it. That's why I will never go on it. The abuse, I get personal abuse on Instagram. I get friends requests from people on Facebook I never even met. People from the world, I've had Australia, Slovakia, Iceland, America, Canada. Yeah. I mean, it's flattering, but you don't accept.
Good reach.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Got good reach.
Quite global, isn't it? My Facebook's not my real name.
Is it not?
No.
Mine is like, my full version of my name.
Usually City fans just trying to tweet or message you with absolute bollocks. And just changing my surname just totally stopped it. Like, fucking sound.
I shouldn't even say this, but when I was a reporter, like, Facebook sort of came big when I was a reporter. And
such a handy tool.
It was. And I'm such a twat as well, because you'd be like, friend request or message, hi, sorry for your loss. Would you like to pay tribute for such and such radio station? And it's shit, and I admit that, and I'm a scumbag. But the amount of people that would say, yeah, that'd be great, and you know, do it. Because I often get birthdays coming up on my Facebook, and I think, who the bloody hell's that? And then realise it's someone that I messaged when they, you know, they had a tragedy in their life.
Yeah.
So I was like the prophet of doom, so apologies.
So we need to do a full podcast just on Jay's ex-life as a reporter. Yeah, a beat reporter.
Like the time when you got threatened, that time.
Oh, in Moston?
You got driven out of Moston.
Sunny Moston. That's the only time I actually got threatened. I knocked on the door, right, and this guy answered the...
But you wouldn't be disappointed if that didn't happen in Moston.
Yeah, exactly.
True, you did want some kind of violence.
You want the authentic experience of Moston.
Verbal abuse,
what made me laugh is the guy answered the door and he looked like you. There'd been a shooting in Moston, standard, Tuesday.
How many ERs per sentence are we talking here?
24.
Yeah.
So he answered the door. Big guy, about your size, Andy, but with Steve's sort of facial hair.
Cheers.
And I went, hi, mate, I'm from Q103 and there's been a shooting.
Ah.
And he was like, he went, oh, right, how's that? Which shooting are we talking about here? There's been four today. And I said the first one.
One at the Chip in the Cubs or one this afternoon?
Oh, right, yeah, that one.
The upcoming one.
And I just heard this woman say,
what's about to happen?
She went, from the background, went, who the fucking hell's that? So I said, he went, it's Q103, mum, tell him to fuck off. Right.
Mum says fuck off.
So I said, it's all right, I got the message, mate. You don't need to pass that on. I heard it. So I'm down the road, right, just doing a voice or whatever. Oh, this car pulls up and there's this lad and his mum. And she went, was that you knocking on my door before talking to my lad? I'm like, I've got my Q103 muff. I'm stood next to my Q103 branded car. Thought, do I go with a lie?
Wait, what?
Yeah, a Q103 branded smart car.
Oh, yes!
So, can you imagine? I'm looking really intimidated here. And I even wait up, do I lie? And just say, what? No. What are you on about, you weirdo?
Yeah, all you got to do is, yeah.
Yeah, are you talking to? You stopping your car for? Jog on. Right, but I thought, no. I'll go with a different tax. And I went, yes, it was. And she went, wait till the lads get back.
Went, okay, yeah, sound.
What lads?
I'm so going to stick around for that.
I went, what lads?
Sounds like a right.
She went, lads. I went, are you threatening me? And she went, no, I'm just saying you won't be happy. Wait till lads get back. I said, yeah, I'm quaking in my boots. Anyway, as soon as she drove off.
He started crying.
Randy got in the car. Randy was saying, coming back to the office. Got what I need. No one's talking to me.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, Igalo.
Oh, I've heard that story about four times and it never ever gets old.
But yeah, that was bizarrely, after 10 years of reporting. After 10 years of reporting, that was the only time. And I went to a lot of shootings, a lot of stabbings, a lot of sort of grim stuff.
Why?
Because it's news, isn't it, mate? I'd love to. And it wasn't all that. I did happy stories and you
name
know,
one.
Somebody rescuing a puppy out of a tree.
The parade, I did United Parade. That was happy for me. Someone rescued a puppy out of a tree. You know, stuff like people raising money for charities, stuff like that.
But mainly shootings.
But you know, you talk about people being horrible on Twitter. I remember I went to this school where they were doing balloons. They were releasing balloons because it was for victims of honour killings and abuse. And it was like Manchester Grammar for Girls, wherever. I can't remember the school. And they did this speech and they all let all these balloons off to remember these victims. And I tweeted it from the news account. And the first reply was, that's a good way to remember the dead. Fucking littering. And I thought, there's a picture of girls releasing balloons around dead people.
Some people in the world.
People will twist anything they want into a negative. anything they want.
Going back to my original thing, sorry, digress there for everyone who's bored of my stories. Do you think Ighalo will get some patience from the fans?
No. Why would he?
He's only getting it now because he's not playing.
Yeah.
Why would he get
patience? He's not even getting patience, he's just getting a little bit of
guaranteed,
love.
The first shot he misses,
yeah,
which is probably his first shot, let's be honest, he's probably standard. Not going to bag straight away,
yeah,
right? There'll be people going, this is what the club's become.
Yeah.
There's people with that in drafts right now.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting. Yeah. That ball will barely have left his foot. Be like VAR. Has the ball left his foot before that sweet drop?
Let's be fair. What's this atmosphere inside the ground down to? Who's it down to? But the people up fucking stairs with the recruitment.
I don't even think in the ground it's that bad.
Do you know what?
If I'm being honest, I think it's more on social media that it's bad.
It's always been like this in a way. It was just more on forums and like hidden away than like Twitter's so open. Mm. Like that. I think it's always sort of been like this.
Oh, people.
It's worse because of Twitter, but I think it's always existed.
I mean, the walkout last week, everyone's trying to drum it up on social media, drum it up. Nothing happened.
To be honest with you,
people. That was it. From my
the timing touching. Was awkward because the match was on a knife edge at the time.
Mm. Yeah, and I think
everyone was like, if everyone goes, I'm going. But like,
I'm
in the middle of a
row. It was that, and I know a lot of people that didn't know what they were going to do. That were literally saying, "I'll see what happens on the 68th minute."
Yeah,
and a lot of people.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, and I get that, and I think there was a lot of misinformation because.
Look, do you know what? Even the Must email that went out, which only went out on the Thursday before the game, was a sort of like, "What does everyone want to do?" Rather than. If you're protesting, do this.
Yeah.
There was no message. It was more of a... It was almost emailing like, what's everyone else want to do?
The sad thing is, because
I'll get chips if you get chips.
Yeah, it was. And I spoke to most recently. I spoke to Andy Wilson, who organised protest. And the sad thing is, like, then people start arguing amongst themselves. People get angry. And it's like, United fans start round with United fans about the best way to
this
do
is,
it.
This is what the club want. This is what... They want in-house fighting, and they don't care. As long as they're getting the media attention, the social media attention, they're still pumping, they're getting all the likes, all the clicks, and this, that, and the other. They don't care.
Pretty sure they still don't want the negativity around the club. I'm pretty sure they would prefer the positivity, but yeah.
Could you imagine if we never got Fernandes and the new Nigerian lad last week, could you imagine... What would have happened Saturday?
Oh, it would have gone off.
I think it would have been worse if we'd have just got Ighalo and not Fernandes. Yeah. That would have been like...
Because
he's a free transfer.
Absolutely. Yeah. It would have been, like I say, I'm sick of using it, but toxic.
That's the word, isn't it? Toxicity is the word that I keep hearing. And it's
everyone's got a view on what they want to do, and it's honourable. You truly care for the club, but like I say, them upstairs, they sniggered at us. Was it Matt Judge? I call him Matt Fudge. Stupid bloody banker, you know what I mean, Matt Fudge. Fucking idiot. I'll start on him now. I'll start on this one.
In that sort of similar vein, there were stories coming out this week that director of football's not happening. If anyone actually thought it was, which doesn't surprise me at all. Really. I don't even know why that was a story. Yeah, because a few weeks ago there was talk on the house, and I forget his name, is Angelo something? I'm probably getting that completely wrong.
The geezer from Paris?
Yeah, you know what I mean. Doesn't really
but did you see what Clivert had said about him?
Oh God, no, what? This doesn't bother me.
Clivert has said, really this guy's rubbish. An idiot and he's all about business and knows nothing about football. And I was like, United appointment, that.
Yeah.
Yep.
That ticks all the boxes for our club.
I only found out yesterday, actually, that Patrick Clivert, someone we know, was like, should we go and catch a game in Barcelona? And I was like, yeah, I want to do that. I'm after going checking out a match in Milan, and not with Inter, the other lot, because reasons. He goes, "You want to go to a game in Barcelona?"
We'll come back to that in a minute. Go on, I don't want to interrupt you. Yes, we will.
And he goes, "Should we go and watch a game in Barcelona?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And he goes, "Do you know Patrick Clivert?" And I was like, "What? Do I know Patrick Clivert?"
Paddy K, of course.
Like Ajax Barcelona legend and brief player at Newcastle for a minute.
That's not.
And he was like,
"That didn't happen."
Yeah, and he was like, "Well, he's my mate." He's like, should we go and watch a game with him? And I was like, what? Yeah, now. What fucking are you talking about? Yeah, of course we should. So he's like, all right, we'll sort it out then. And we'll go and watch a game with Barcelona. But then I was like, he goes, oh yeah, he works for Barcelona. And I was like, so I Googled it. I was like, what does he do? Oh, academy director. Oh, no small job then. just doing bits at Barcelona. What's he doing? Oh yeah, director, sound. So yeah, today I learned Paddy Clivert's working for Barcelona.
What I was going to say to you then is, are you actually saying you wouldn't go and watch Inter because your mate plays for him?
They're playing this the Milan derby this week.
All right, so you are going to get to see him?
No, because I'm not going for that game. I was trying to go for next Thursday.
Takes it to another level, man. He's gone now. Even now, he's still out now. I'll come and watch a game, but not Inter. Why? Because he plays for him now.
It's the Milan derby this weekend. Don't know who's on. And then it's Milan and Juventus on Thursday, and I was like, oh, that's a good game, that, innit? And it's literally nothing. It cost me more to park at the airport than it will to fly to fucking Milan. How mad's that?
That is crazy.
So, yeah, I want to go watch a game. I don't think I'm going to make it for next Thursday, but he don't sell out at San Siro anymore.
Is it not? Never full. The San Siro, yeah. It's never full.
The San Siro, I've watched the documentary on the stadium now. It's aged a lot. It's like nearly 90 years old.
When they knock it down, is it the end of the season?
Yeah. No. They don't know. They're trying to build a new stadium next door. Because they want a building.
It got
redeveloped for the 1990 Ronaldo, World Cup.
I'm in Berlin.
And now they want to...
Andy. just making travel arrangements here.
Sorry, just making
money. Yeah. I'm listening to your story about your documentary.
You know what I mean? I could get maybe a train over from Berlin.
That's a long train, that.
Yeah, the San Siro is in seriously decline. It was redeveloped for the 1990 World Cup.
Did you see it before they put them big like cylinders around the outside that hold the roof on?
Yeah.
See how cool it looked when it was just like the open air bit?
Mm. Oh, yeah, but now, like I said, AC Milan have put it in, even within the Watt Shared Stadium, built on the site next to it. So you're thinking like they could be moving out. But basically, you can't move out of the stadium. You haven't got something to play already there. So they'll start building the stadium and then move out straight away. Cause that's what some teams do, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, my thoughts on United moving stadium.
I mean, the top tiers at the San Siro now are blocked off because they're...
Well, not safe.
They're not safe.
Do you know what? I think I might have seen something, actually. Someone was like, look, you could just like fall down the back of that if you want.
Yeah,
I don't think you'd want to.
Like I said, was it AC Milan's average attendance? Is 40,000, 50,000?
Yeah, and it holds, 90 in there?
Yeah, so... Yeah. And Inter get about the same. So, I don't... It won't be a sellout for that.
Since that whole...
scandal.
The whole scandal over the match fixing. And I can imagine once you've lost the confidence in a competition being real, like next year in the Premier League, that...
this year?
Yeah. No, I mean, the attendance is when everyone's like, hang about. I was all the bollocks out last year.
Yeah, I've given up on it already. football in general. As we mentioned earlier, at the top of the show, it is the Munich Memorial. Steve posted a video, didn't you? Today,
people no, sure it was one from 2 years ago. I can't top it. I'm not going to do it.
No, that's fair. Again. Yeah. That was that the stuff he did with your granddad.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. If you know where to find Steve, he's posted a vid. We've got some vids as well that we did. I think we spoke to Ray Bobbins. You all know him. He remembered the Busby Babes, and obviously your granddad did as well. So it's something we always acknowledge. I think we've all been at Munich, haven't we? And been to the site. It's, as you'd expect, it's very eerie, but. It's not where the airport is, it's miles away because they moved the airport. Mm. So it's like in the middle of nowhere, which is just
it's
sort
a housing
of like,
estate.
Yeah, it's. Yeah.
So I was there 2 years ago for that 60th anniversary.
Right.
There's about 3,000 Reds there.
Was there? Because I went to someone when we played him, yeah, and I didn't realise how far away it was from actually from the city centre. Which it sort of adds to the sadness in a way, doesn't it? Because it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And you think this
you
is
remember
where they.
Yeah. Bringing Brady to you when you're young. I mean, I didn't become aware of the Munich anniversary until I was about 12.
Right,
You know what I mean. Then you're like, you take on board what happened because for the first few years of supporting United, it was just the buzzer of going and winning the cups, winning the cup, FA Cup, this, that, the other. Then at United. Then you're like, wow, watch the video, and wow.
Yeah.
Then you become aware as you get older, 12, 13.
Yeah.
Do you think we can fully understand it? I don't think we can fully understand it. You know.
I know what you mean. It's like my nana remembers it, and she's like, what, about 86 now? And obviously my granddad when he was alive.
My dad was about 8, maybe 8, 9.
They remembered it quite vividly, 10. Like what the club would, you know, like when obviously like the bodies were brought back and stuff like that. They remember them telling me about stuff like that. You can't really comprehend.
I don't think you can. Mm. No, it's not like if you lost 8 players now, clearly a tragedy.
When
but
was it? Was it that Brazilian
It was when we only
team?
Had 12 players.
Yeah, there was a Brazilian team
not
a couple
years
ago.
Chapecoense.
Yeah. That's the closest it's
been. Yeah, there was another one. Was it Torino?
Well, what's the African team? I'm going to get this wrong. Everyone's going to hate me. Was it Zambia that lost their team?
Adebayola was on
board.
Was that Adebayola?
No,
on
that
board?
Was a shooting on a.
Oh yeah,
a
sorry,
coach.
I apologise on that.
Yeah, I've got to remember that.
Sorry. Yeah, there was that was at sea, I think, the African one. Because I think that they some wreckage and stuff washed up on the beach. It's mad. I don't think like we can ever comprehend what it must have been like, because I think there was more of a connection with the players back then as well than we can even think about.
They were more accessible, I guess, in a way, weren't
I think
they?
So. Ray, obviously, Devil's got a video street. With. Ray used to get the bus to the match with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, sorry, it was Zambia. Well, we watched it, didn't we, Steve, about the Busby and how Jimmy Murphy had Bill Foulkes and Ali Gheg playing the next week.
Can you imagine?
Well, rightly so, and I'm not knocking anyone who goes through tragedy. Who takes a lot of time off the job, football or otherwise. Mm. But can you imagine seeing all your mates die and then like next week you're back in work?
Yeah, you're playing or what?
Playing FA Cup.
And they said to him, you are, didn't they? They said we're not playing. And he went, well, you are. And they're like, all right then. Which, okay, I'm not having a dig at Jimmy Murphy, but you think, bloody hell. And they're only youngsters as well. Like,
yeah. I think that's the thing as well, like how young it's
hard to compare. It's always right that we acknowledge it and, you know, we've all been part of doing sort of making vids and going out there and acknowledge it. So there's always ways to sort of, if you're not au fait with it, you're not up to speed, you don't know a lot about it, then there's loads of stuff out there, loads of information. It's worth checking out because it is a big part of Manchester United's history. And what it still affects us now, you know, it's still part of the fabric. And a lot of the reason, it's a big reason why so many fans around the world first sort of knew about.
Maltese Supporters Club was set up in the aftermath of it.
Right, there you go.
The oldest sports club in the world.
And one of the greatest keepers, I will say this, for City fans who give us stick about it, Frank Swift.
Yeah,
legend. Not just players.
Yeah, players, journalists,
who travelled
people.
Journalists, like you say, they had the Evening News did a tribute because their chief writer, it was David Meek who stepped in after him on it when he died.
That's how David Meek got his start?
Yeah, I think he'd done bits and then he became the
main... Is
this
true? There was a woman who was pregnant on it and she survived and she gave birth to with the baby. And it was John Lukic.
No, his name was Lukic, I think, or something similar, but it's not the John Lukic. It was like a myth.
I heard that.
Yeah.
How mad would that have
been? Because I heard that. Sorry?
How mad would that have been?
I know, but this was before the internet, so this rumour went...
Oh, sorry.
It was like the Will Smith dead one that went around when I was a kid.
Yeah. Wait, what?
And you couldn't check it, but no, there was a baby that survived. Thanks probably to Harry Gregg, who seems as like the hero of the hour.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Madness, just dragging people out of wreckage and just, you know, cracking on. But yeah, I think I don't think it was John Lukic, the keeper.
Joe, it was offered Puskas and Di Stefano by Real Madrid in the aftermath of it.
And didn't the FA say no?
You wasn't allowed non-British Isles players until, I think, 1978. And Ozzy Ardiles, I think, was the first non-British-born player. Oh, there was... there's like Bert Trautmann, obviously. I think he was German, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Like, there was exceptions, but you had to have lived in England for 2 or 3 years before you was allowed to play football for anyone, because that's how much of a privilege it was to not get paid as much as regular workers and play sport. But there was a no foreigners rule.
Yeah, but
which is coming back next year, actually, with Brexit, I think.
And God forbid we bend a rule for a team that just lost their entire...
Yeah, but can you imagine Puskas and Di Stefano was offered to us by Real Madrid?
Fair play to Real Madrid as well, because they've not got the best reputation of being the kindest team, but, you know, can't grumble at that.
Players from the English First Division could go abroad and then come back.
Yeah,
so that's a bit...
Dennis Law and stuff like that.
Yeah, Jimmy Greaves and that.
One thing that my dad always tells me about is, remember Carlo Sottore played for United?
Who?
Carlo Sottore.
I know the name, I don't know the player.
The Evening News ran a story on him when he made his debut. And he
the ginger Italian? Like?
Yeah, eating a bowl of spaghetti.
No, they didn't. Well, of course, I mean, of course they did, yeah. I was going to say no, they didn't, but yeah, I'm sure they did.
Yeah. Something like that. That was like the front page, there you go. Italian makes his debut.
Was it iron spaghetti as well?
Yeah, cheers. Proper like, yeah. Spaghetti oops. Spaghetti oops. That'll do. That's Italian.
Just cut the oops up.
Talking of football, United beat Leeds the other night.
Last night,
yeah. Even though it was only the under-18s, it's all good. Not only the under-18s, but it wasn't the first team, but that's great. Well done to the under-18s, I'm not knocking them.
How many Leeds fans watched the last leg?
Well, this is what I don't understand, why they're all getting credit on Leeds brought a load of fans. Yes, because it's a Premier League ground and they're not going to get to go with them for any time soon.
It's only about 45 minutes away or something.
I know. And it gives them a chance to see some, you know,
seen the tweet going around,
electricity and running water.
Leeds fans were giving, was it Chung? Was it giving stick?
Mabry.
Look at that shy show, Bob. And it...
Mengi, out of them lot that played last night, I thought Mengi looked the closest to threatening. Even in the near future, I think, for a spot in the first team. Hugo Wolf again scored again. United haven't conceded a goal so far in the Youth Cup this year.
What round was it?
I'm not sure what round it was.
Fourth. Yeah, I think.
What I say fourth, but I don't know.
Next round is the quarters, isn't it?
Sounds about right.
So
we'll go with that.
Yeah. City are still in it, aren't they? Chelsea.
You know, a couple of golden generations that we've had. You know, Gomez's year, Chong's year. You know, I mean, this technically is Mason Greenwood's year. We're playing it without him, which is interesting.
That's what I wanted to ask you, Steve. Would you bring him back for the final?
Fucking right, I would, yeah. Duncan Edwards got pulled back in for him.
Yeah.
That's United's thing. Ryan Giggs got pulled back. Ryan Giggs had played for the first team. Come and play. I don't think he played.
Crystal Palace.
Yeah. So, again, but I don't think he played in the 93 one. I think he's probably too old by then, actually.
The 93 one's the one we lost to Leeds, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I think Beckham, Scholes, and the two Nevilles played in that one. Don't think Nicky Butt played in that one. Cause I think he was with the first team, actually.
Would you reckon, Ange, bring back Mason?
Yeah, too.
Mason Green was dynamite.
Do, yeah.
If you got an advantage.
Would you wait till the final, or would you do it in the semis?
Depends how short we are in the first team, doesn't it, to be real? But yeah, you want to win that.
Do you know what?
Who's the last team that won it? Do you know?
Who was the last team that won it?
No, the last United team that won it.
Was it the
2000? I know. It'd be like 2004-05.
Nope.
Was it? It wasn't.
I remember it. We beat Tottenham.
I think 2004-05. Did we win one number? That was.
Oh, 2011.
Correct.
Was it Tottenham?
Pogba, Jesse Lingard, and Revelle.
No, it was the Manchester Senior Cup, wasn't it?
No,
that was the game.
2012.
Yeah.
But I'm sure we beat Tottenham as well in a final.
In 11.
A youth cup.
I don't know when that was.
So 2011 was Sheffield United.
Yeah, with Harry Maguire.
Well remembered. I think we played Chelsea in the semis.
We beat Tottenham, I think it was that mid. It was the 2000s.
That might have been the 2000s one.
Yeah, it was years ago. I think that might have been earlier.
Not Cleverley and Welbeck's year.
It might have been.
The lot in 2011, who was captain?
Was he not? It's not Sunnicliffe, was it?
He was player of the year. Which everyone goes on about, Ravel Morrison, and obviously the Pogba was in that team, and it was Ryan Sunnicliffe was the player of the year.
He's got Middlesbrough now, hasn't he?
Is that where he is now?
He's
been bobbing around like League One and Championship.
He was at Sheffield United, but he's gone on loan now to Middlesbrough.
Who was captain, Ange?
No idea.
Hang on, I want to guess.
You're guessing.
No, I'm not. I'm sorry, Dave's here. I'm just there.
Right, Tom Thorpe.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
I mean, good team, man. It was a good team.
Will Keane was banging.
Sam Johnson, I think, was in net. You had Michael Keane. Will Keane was up front. I think Zeki Friars and Lionel Cole.
Lionel Cole was in there.
You were good at him.
Jesse.
No relation to
some French geezer in the midfield. I can't remember his name. Don't think he mattered so much.
No, he just fucked off, didn't he?
Yeah. Bit rubbish.
Didn't win a World Cup route. Didn't a world record signing.
But do you know what? I tried to convince him. I did that thing that you do when you try and convince yourself everything's going to be all right. So when it was obvious that Ravel Morrison was a bit mental, and that allegedly, Paul Pogba may not want to spend the rest of his life in Manchester, I remember writing a blog article about how Morrison and Pogba aren't even all that. It's all about Ryan Sunnicliffe. He's the reason.
Well, he won player of the year that year.
Yeah. Mm. And I convinced myself that he was like the greatest thing. And I proper did. Like, you'd give me a lie detector test and I passed it because I was convinced.
You must have had the same sort of thoughts then, I reckon, about Ben Pearson.
Yeah.
He was top, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
He's still running now somewhere. Just running. He's like the Mo Farah of centre mids.
Do you know what? And it was mad because all these top players that I loved and like used to and all of us, that never got a chance. And then I remember it was like with Van Gaal, he just picked someone randomly and put him in the first team for the debut. Even those that have, like yourself, who you watch a bit. Yeah, Paddy McNair came from nowhere. You're like, hang on a minute.
Yeah, Donald Love. There was no hype about Donald Love.
No.
Even Donald Love's dad didn't hype him.
Yeah, and he was like, what do you mean you've got starting for United?
I don't think so.
Off, is it, you dickhead?
No, you're not. You've got to pick up your mum's laundry. Stop messing about. No, I am, Dad, honestly. I've got the nod. It's like we were all waiting for Tyler Blackett for years, weren't we, thought he's Mr. Boat. And then Louis Van Gaal was like, no, he's not. He's dying. Every game for the next 10.
I thought he was amazing, Tyler Blackett.
I love Tyler Blackett. Mm.
And then something happened and he was shit.
He had a rapid decline, didn't he? And it was sad. It was at Arsenal when he scored the own goal. It was in the season.
Do you reckon
it
was that?
I think, I don't know, because he came in, didn't he, at the beginning for the friendlies. Mint.
Composed, physical.
3-5-2.
Great on the ball.
Left wing back. Mint. Perfect. And then he got dropped.
He gave a penalty away against Leicester.
Was that what it was? I mean, that was it for Tim, didn't it, in the semi-final. He never recovered from it. But no, that was the one good thing about Van Gaal. People have rose-tinted glasses. And I know Marcus Rashford spoke about him to Ryan Giggs the other day. And it was great that he brought through youngsters, but the football was fucking terrible. And we can't have this. I will not have this Renaissance theory about Van Gaal. We'd have only stuck with
needed
him.
3 years, Jay. That's what he needed.
No, honestly, we were doing crosswords and all sorts at United, like with Old Trafford. It was just so fucking bad. It was.
It wasn't nice to, like, within an hour, 2 hours, losing your job after winning the FA Cup.
No, I get that. The way that they did it was terrible. You're right. Yeah. It's a good point.
Who's that on? Is that the club or the press?
I think both.
Well, it's a club, isn't it?
It's a club.
The club can't run a piss up in a brewery and you can't keep anything quiet.
Oh, Man United PR department's renowned for errors and balls in it up every time over the last few years.
You mean United have actually got a PR department?
Well, we have now. Well, and we all know. Yes. The worst thing about the PR department appointment is that, one, everybody knows. Two, everyone knows who your co-presenters on Sunday Supplement were. So when all your co-presenters, one, Neil Custis, delete all your tweets about the Glazers and the Woodward.
Exactly.
Onto you, son. And two, they come out with these mental articles. Like, Neil Custis had an article which was, Ed Woodward's been let down by the managers and the Glazers. And you're like, excuse me?
That was so bad.
Oh, it was almost good.
Like, yeah, it was that bad that you almost go, Neil, we can't pay you for that because that was so bad. You've already been paid for it, for one.
Yeah.
He's sucking up to him, isn't he? He's just sucking up to him. That's what he is.
Well, Neil Ashton's told him, I want you to write this positive piece. That's PR.
There's some bad...
Yeah, Neil Ashton in the past has criticised Ed and all that. I've seen the videos and this, that, and the other, you know, criticising the Glazer ownership. So he's just basically, he's made the rod for his own back, isn't he?
Fernandez, debut against Wolves.
What do I think of it?
Yeah. Well, just, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
You've got 8 minutes to fill, go on.
Yeah, it was just, I think that whole game was just a bit... like a shoulder shrug, wasn't it? No, I mean, I think it was. I was happy that he was at least having a go. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he seemed, considering how many days had he been here, like
what, a day?
Yeah, if that. Like, he literally just rocked up that day. He seemed pretty confident, and which you like to see, I guess. I think the fact that he was, you know, were the shots great? No. But he was at least,
yeah. That free kick was on target.
Wasn't there some stat that he'd like passed the most for us? Or there was something that came up on the TV when I was watching.
Did he roll at one of the players? Did he roll at Jesse?
No, yeah, he said to Lingard, like, run, make the run across.
But yeah, I rate that.
And Jesse Lingard sort of stayed close to for I can't remember what it was. Let's say he stayed close to Aaron Wan-Bissaka on the right hand side. And Bruno Fernandes is like, make the run across so you're getting in front of me so I can play the through ball. And Jesse didn't. He just sort of stayed where he was.
Jesse Lingard for so, you know, in a nutshell, that, innit?
No, I rate him for speaking up.
Oh, yeah, it's bad time.
He was doing it straight away. He was getting his arm around people and he was like, here's what you need to be doing.
I had a rude awakening. He's probably got anything.
What the hell? I heard it was bad, but this bad,
my
Jesus
God, these
Christ.
Are actually terrible at
no,
football.
No, but I rate that. I think the fact that he came out and he was, like I say, the shots weren't great, but he was at least having a go. Do you know what I mean? You can at least
but it was decent shots.
Respect someone.
I mean, they weren't like Andreas Pereira or Fred type shots.
It's because I'm so used to, you know, Pereira.
You're covering your face when he take the shot.
I do rate the fact that Fred...
I think Fred will blossom now with...
I rate that Fred was still standing over those set pieces like, listen, I know you knew it, but take a step back. I'll show you how it's done, mate. Don't you worry.
Fred must be amazing in training.
What we do is aim for the advertising board.
Yeah. We've got a little private joke.
We pick a different player.
When it's 3 minutes to go and you need a goal and you've got a Spanish on the side of you, no, I'll take it. And you
that one at the Etihad where Matt was there was
But no, I thought it was a good debut. I like the fact that he actually got stuck in, had a go, not afraid to tell people.
He was defensively solid, and that was good. Because remember, I was mentioning it on his channel. It was really good defensively. We worked hard. It was just that final third ball and the willingness. We had two chances near the end, was it? Harry Maguire and Dolo. I mean, if that was Mason on the end, that would have been in the goal. That would have been in the back of the net in the 89th minute.
I agree.
These draws are stupid losses. We really should be inside the top four results wise. There's a couple of games that we've just tossed off.
With everyone fit, but
you know what? I can live with the Wolves draw. I know it sounds bad and I sound a bit like Ollie. It's the other ones that get to me. Like Bournemouth. How the fuck did we lose to Bournemouth?
Villa.
Watford.
Joining with Villa.
Palace
with
at home. Losing to Palace at home. Liverpool losses at home. Even. Yeah.
No, I know they're absolutely dickhead. But let's be honest, they should never have come back in that game.
No, they shouldn't have. You right. I know the goal came on right as the substitution happened, but I still don't get why it took Marcus off for Marshall. I thought it was just madness. Anyway, got Rooney in the FA Cup, otherwise known as Derby County.
Well, either way,
I saw fans tweeting him saying, "Knock us out of the cup," so Ollie will get sacked.
Well, that sad you're using bastard. The term fan quite loosely, let's think.
Yeah. I see people with United affiliated accounts.
Yeah, I would say people. Yeah, that will.
With Potter.
Are these the sort of
picture.
Muppets that had Tranmere badges as their advert?
Yeah,
because that's lols.
Edgy.
I'm sure he'll get a good.
Either
reception.
Way,
he'll get a great reception from United fans. Rooney, and they'll sing his name, ask him to wave, and he won't.
Yeah, either way, though, we want to play Northampton or Derby County with the draw. And there, I believe in omens. 2004, we've won the FA Cup. We played Northampton along the way. 2016, we beat Derby on the way to Wembley. So, yeah, I'd say that.
I'd love an FA Cup win. If honestly, I would celebrate the FA Cup win more than the Scousers will celebrate winning the league. I will. Yeah, I'll make it sound. No. People will look at me and think we won the best trophy. They will.
My mate
and this channel will be at the forefront of that, believe me.
We denied the treble.
FA Cup.
We stopped Liverpool winning the treble in the final and beat them just like 77. And that, even if we don't finish top four, that would make the season.
Right. Going to have to wrap up. Quickly, Wally of the Week. You know the scripts. Wally of the Week. Sorry.
No, just
hands in front of your face, Aaron. Sorry about that.
I don't know.
The journalist who's coming out with the messy rumours?
Neil Ashton.
Neil Ashton, right. And Wally of the Week.
Even though we didn't talk about Love Island, Naz off Love Island. Naz, I love that. Absolutely pieing Demi.
Fucking Love Island.
No.
Wrong with y'all.
No.
Saying that he didn't even miss her. Liberty.
My Wally of the Week will be or is Abby Dalman.
Do you reckon he's going to get sacked?
Making Messi cry.
Don't upset Messi, man. That's a schoolboy error.
Yeah, Messi ain't leaving Barcelona. And whoever's printed that story is the Wally. That's my Wally.
Right, that's been the Wally's Week. This has been the Full Time Devils podcast. I can't remember what episode it is. It's episode 40-odd.
45.
45, there you go. Even Andy knows and I don't. That's shocking. We're on Libsyn, iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Audio Boom. So don't forget to like, share and subscribe and obviously watch it on YouTube. That's been Steehouse and you know where to find him. Angelina Kelly, she's on social media, you can find her. Andy Tate is on Instagram, as he mentioned. I've been Jay. This has been Full Time Devils. Thanks for watching.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.